Vodka O'Clock Halloween Special.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special Halloween episode of Vodka O'Clock Podcast. And before we get into our our Halloween guest, Howie Knoll, just want to remind you that Cardiac Arrest, my first mystery novel, actually is perfectly timed for the Halloween season. It takes place during the fall. So if you're looking for a medium-boiled cozy mystery, then go pick up Cardiac Arrest. And also go to patreon.com/AmberUnmasked to sponsor the show, the site, and my work. If you are looking by any chance for older episodes of Vodka O'Clock, it's possible you can only find them on AmberUnmasked.com because I've archived some of them off of the streaming services. So everything else, the more current up-to-date stuff, is still on iTunes and Stitcher. So Howie is back.
Hello.
Hello.
2 years in a row, right?
Yes. So now it's going to just be tradition.
The annual tradition.
Yes.
Even if I pass away, you can contact me.
Of course I will.
I know all about the paranormal, so I will come back every year for this show.
Exactly. And that will be a hoot. I will get out the boards and cards and tea leaves, and we will do that.
Exactly.
I have been breaking out my tarot cards more often recently, so.
You know how to read them.
Yeah. Yeah. And I still have a lot of doubt, even though I've been doing it for so long. It's just one of those things.
Well.
That's just a me personality trait with absolutely anything.
I think it's good for people to take that kind of stuff as an entertainment face value.
Well, it is.
You know, because the people that do it and then try to drive you to give them money, more money than just a reading would take is kind of, mm-hmm. You know, when they're like, well, if you give me so-and-so, I can help you, you know, avoid this evil.
Oh, yeah.
But reading takes a turn that it shouldn't take.
Yeah, those are the people that end up in court.
Exactly. I always get read correctly by those kind of things. I'm sure it's, I don't know what it is, but if I go like palm reading or tarot card reading or psychics, you know, I'm easy to, I don't know, peg or read. Like it always comes, it's always true. And they're not just generic things, but it's just like, you know, it's like all seems right to me. So I'm always interested in that stuff.
Cool. That's good, because I know, you know, there's obviously reasons to be skeptical about anything, and, you know, people can be crappy.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm skeptical of politics.
Sure, that's who you should be really worried about. Because, you see, even though it's the entire campaign season has seemed like a Saturday Night Live episode, you know, at least when we're doing things like reading tarot cards or tea leaves, we have to put up signs that say for entertainment purposes only.
Exactly.
Whereas politicians don't do that every time they open their mouths, which they should.
No. Even though we have a professional entertainer running, it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is these creepy clowns. These creepy clown things. I mean, we're going to get into all of it. I want to find out where Terra Normal is and stuff. But the fact that it's really rampant right now, the fact that I've seen towns that I've lived in on the news, which are, like, seriously middle-of-nowhere towns, they've been on the news about these creepy clowns in parks and everything. Now, the last time this happened was around 2014. There were sightings in California, New Mexico, and Indiana, like, all over the place. And it ended up being the virtual marketing of a film called Clown, produced by Eli Roth. So, you know, I suspect that this was originally started again this year as another movie propaganda thing to get people all riled up. But there are, like, college campuses now having weird clown hunting riots at night.
Yeah, do you think, I mean, I was talking to my dad about this, but I'm on the perspective that the world was always crazy. So I think social media and the fact that we have such, we can get knowledge so much quicker now. I mean, and that's what's, this is spreading, these clowns. I mean, these people dressing up like this are reading it online and then going to copy it. And I think, if you go to some of these rural towns and you dress like that, it's at your own risk, because there's a lot scarier things than clowns hiding in the houses. I mean, I've lived in places where what's happening in the houses and with, you know, on farms and stuff is a lot creepier than what any clown could, you know, be capable of.
Well, one of the pictures that the news, I watch ABC in the morning, and one of the pictures that showed was some clown on a bridge holding a big long like rifle or shotgun.
Well, then you're gonna get killed. It's
like, dude, when the police shoot you,
that's allowed. Yeah, I mean, in that case, I mean, you can't have a weapon. I heard they're carrying machetes in certain towns.
Yeah, that was, you know, again, something that they've done before.
And people have a right to hit you with their car. And I think because they're, you know, that's not just a costume. It's not Halloween, you know, where you're having fun or whatever. Because they're, you know, I don't think, I'm not a person that's afraid of clowns, so I don't get it.
My mother is terrified.
Absolutely. I luckily don't have that fear. I'm not afraid by it. Even when they try to make them creepy, I'm like, all right. I mean, I guess if I was in my house and I turned around, there's a clown there, I'd be creeped out, but that's because somebody's in the house.
It wouldn't belong.
Right.
There.
Right. Anything like snakes. If I saw a snake in my house, I'd be like, ah.
Yeah, me too. Like, I'm typically not afraid of snakes, but when I had to try and free one, I just didn't want to like pick it up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, because I don't know anything about them. What am I going to do? But I had an absolute ridiculous anxiety attack over the weekend because there was a giant wolf spider crawling on the bed next to the bed I was in. And I fucking lost it.
Well, that's a good excuse to have one, though. I've had them over way less things than a spider.
Yeah, than a spider. So, yeah, so then it doesn't help that there's also new episodes of Criminal Minds on Netflix. So the clowns and coupled with Criminal Minds, I'm trying to be all smart, and I'm like, how many people are going to use this as forensic countermeasures? They're really going to be committing crimes while trying to just blend in with the clown meme, and you know they're going to be really, you know, then it's going to take away from the actual origin of if the clowns were there for some innocent reason, like a film promotion, you know, they're secretly, you know, breaking into buildings and stealing things or molesting people or whatever.
I think it's a bunch of bored people.
I think they're trying to get on the news or social media.
Yeah, it's mostly a hoax and it's mostly rumors. And where it is true, they should just, like, go to the Bronx and do it and see what happens. I mean, just, you know, go to downtown Baltimore and dress like a clown and see what happens. Just go into, you know, go to Detroit, dress like a clown and act tough and scary, and we'll see what happens. Because I think people like that just need a lesson sometimes. I've learned lessons in my life, so I don't need to dress like a clown and scare people. Have you seen that the dude posted something about a school? Like, if you go to a school, yeah, that's not cool. Nowadays, things changed.
That's like a terroristic threat.
Right, you should go to Guantanamo or wherever they send you.
Yeah, I mean, those guys in Times Square that wear the, you know, like Captain America and Spider-Man outfits and stuff, they can be way more...
They're just as frightening.
Frightening. They're, you know, they're the same thing. Like, you're supposed to be there. It's supposed to be something that's innocent and pure. And instead, it's they're aggressive.
The snowman, Olaf, from Frozen. I swear, is always dirty and he frightens me. Like, he's like a that late winter snowman. You know, you build with the dirty snow.
He's been peed on a few times.
Yeah, it's black from the...
From the road.
Yeah, and the kick up. That's what Olaf looks like in Times Square. And there's also in Las Vegas, there's really dirty minions. And I don't mean like dirty, like cool Vegas dirty. I mean like they're dirty, like they need washed.
And those guys get arrested and shit, man.
Well, they should. But as long as the bikini,
the topless
chicks are there, because that's art. I went to art school, so they should be allowed. I mean, getting a photo with them is like art. I haven't done it, but I've seen them, and I applaud their efforts.
Yeah, And now, so now there's like painted blue boxes that you have to stay in, and they're not allowed to chase you down the block like they used to.
Yeah, they weren't out there when it was raining. I was just in the city. They weren't out there, and I was sad because I was like, "Where's the commitment?" They're probably not allowed to be out there without the paint. Is that the rule?
Oh yeah, yeah. That I mean, well, no, in New York you're actually allowed to be topless, but yeah, but I think. It's one of those things where pasties, like as long as the nipple is covered, it's sort of considered covered. Like as long as you have just that, you know, 2-inch spot covered, you're all good. At least that's the way it is in New Jersey. You have to have the nipple covered. But New York is actually one of the cities that you can be topless. There's topless reading clubs in Central Park.
I need to get on top of this.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be topless. That's the sad thing. I have a body issue.
Oh.
Understand and heal me. You know who started the topless thing? I think the Naked Cowboy did it. And I'd like to applaud his efforts.
Yeah, see, that always annoyed me. Because it's like, dude, you're not naked. You're not naked.
He's not. And it's probably for the best.
Probably.
We had him pose with my first graphic novel, Mr. Scoodles. Yeah. And he was like, I can't read this, I'm working. And we're like, no, just act like you're reading. He was like, cool. And he did it.
I mean, who knows? Like maybe 30 years ago when he started, but you know, yeah. So that's so the creepy clowns are rampant in the area, and the fact that they're even out here in Nowheresville is quite interesting.
I think that's the worst place to find one when you're driving down on a dark road and you see a clown.
Oh, that's true.
I think it's legal to hit them. I mean, that's my opinion. But if you're driving with a clown, you're allowed to veer into them.
You know, I bet it would be some sort of viable defense that it was, you know, it's a legitimate phobia.
I got scared. I veered off the road. It's his thought, and yep. I aimed for him. Well, maybe you shouldn't say that part.
Shouldn't say aimed for him, or, yeah. It could just be, yeah.
He's magnetic to my car, isn't he?
Yeah, that you didn't think it was real, so you tried to drive through it, maybe. I don't know.
Just say he was in the middle of the road and came out of nowhere.
Yeah. So, no clowns on your porch then this year?
No, and I've never been... I was thinking about buying these little clown lights, but I didn't. They have little clown heads you could stick in the yard, but I went with skulls instead. But maybe those skulls used to be clowns.
Oh, there you go.
Like, I've never been into the creepy clown thing, but did you see they banned? So, Home Depot's banning their peeper?
Yes. Yeah, I did. They're like that. It was like a decal or something.
Yeah.
Creepy.
It's this little dummy head with hands, and it looks like he's peeping into your... Now, I'm like, do you put that on your own window, or do you put it inside your window? Looking out. Are you peeping on yourself? Is that the point of that?
It's probably supposed to be something like that. Like, you put it in your own house, but...
Who wants to be peered at?
But I have a feeling that's not what happens.
I put it on, you know, you got to put it on your friend's house without them knowing.
Right. Yeah. So that's one of those things where it's just like, ooh, poor taste.
Yeah. They're banning the peeper doll.
I've only ever seen it on, like, I don't know, I guess somebody made it because I don't think it's actually commercially available, but there's a bath mat that when your feet are wet, so you're getting out of the shower and your feet are wet, the bath mat, which is white, turns like gives bloody footprints from the water on your feet.
Yeah, I like that.
And, yeah, so I think it was just one of those things where, you know, somebody came up with it, but it never was something that was made and commercially available.
Oh, I like that. That's a good one. I'm never going to decorate the bathroom, though. That's so much effort.
Yeah, that's some dedication.
I don't want to mess with people when they go in the bathroom and drunk at a party. You know, that's just...
Right. You don't want to lift up that lid and see something you're not expecting.
Yeah. That could be. I am guilty, though, because downstairs we have a shining bathroom. So I guess I am the jerk that does that already. I am guilty. I have a shining-themed bathroom. So, like, the red one.
Yeah.
Where Grady cleans off his avocado drink off Jack. I have that bathroom. It's all red. And so I think I'm guilty. So I take it back. I did take time fully decorating a bathroom forever.
But if an average person just walked in there, would they be scared? Or would they just think, oh, well, he's got weird.
Yeah, it's a little artsy, right? It's not, yeah. It's got that, but it does have that picture of Jack with the crowd. So maybe that creeps them out, but I don't think so. I think it's too artsy. Plus, then I have a Darth Vader shower head in there.
It's subtle.
It's so subtle. It's the Shining part is subtle. I don't think the Darth Vader. It's a weird mix of every Star Wars and Shining in that bathroom. That's what's happened. So it's very artsy.
We were supposed to we went to the Catskills for the weekend, and there were supposed to be a couple of bonfires sitting around and telling ghost stories and stuff. And because it was rainy and crappy, we didn't do that part. So I was thinking, I'm like, you know, but the thing is, like, we are living one of the scariest stories, and that is this election. I mean, it's not like the worst of human history, but it could be.
It's the worst in recent, and I don't care what side you're on. I mean, yeah. I have friends, you know, all from all angles, and it's
just one of those things where it's like, you know, this is how it starts, you know, like, yeah. You know, learn from history.
We have we have vote shaming now, which is so awesome. I think we're in that modern era where you're not supposed to shame about so many things, but we do have vote shamers.
You do have vote shaming, yeah, and you're not, whatever happened to it being secret? Like, it's supposed to be your business.
I know, when you go in, that's why they have a booth. It's like the adult area in the old video stores.
Yeah.
That's my private time, and you're not supposed to judge me when I'm there.
Yeah.
And I write in like Alfred E. Newman.
But I, yeah, so this event we were at in the Catskills, because it was rainy and kind of crappy, I am not a type of person that enjoys camping.
Oh, I don't like it either.
So this was basically one step above camping in that there was shelter and plumbing.
No, you're not really camping.
But it was like a campground, and it was not like, it was not particularly great accommodations.
Did you sleep on the floor?
No, there were really, really awful lumpy beds.
Okay. That's kind of camping. That's kind of camping.
And like I said, the one had a giant spider on
it. That's camping. Did you have any mouse poop?
No, not that I saw. I mean, it did seem like clean, just very old. Like, this is stuff that had been decorated in the 60s and had never been changed, including the giant Zenith TV that... No need to bolt it down because it probably weighs 200 pounds.
Oh, wow.
But there were no screens on the windows. And I know in, like, hotels you can't even open the window. But there were no screens. So, I tried to open the window to air out the 30-year stanky marijuana smell. And I suspect that might be where the spider came from having the windows open with no screens.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Yeah, he probably was looking for that.
So, yeah, so it was an odd event. I think it had potential, but the problem, another problem was that the locals, because it's this cool resort thing, so it's like all these different cabins, and they had a haunted house there, and then there's like the main lodge building. So there's like no Wi-Fi. My phone literally did not work unless at all, except for like in the dining hall, and that was barely. Like, my messages weren't even going through, so...
What, did you go in the haunted house?
No, hell no. So I was scared enough. So there's a pub that the locals like use as their local redneck biker bar. Uh-huh. And I mean biker bar because this resort, they make their main profit off of a big biker convention. So... There were people doing like carnival sideshow acts in the pub the one night, and they were there for us, for our event. And the locals were there. And this one guy had his beer muscles on and actually like interfered with the one performance. Like, you know, they had a plastic sheet down, a tarp with broken glass on it, in order for them to walk across it and jump on it and stuff like that. And this guy's like, oh, this glass isn't sharp enough. And they're like, fine, chug your beer and we'll use your bottle. And he couldn't even chug his beer because, you know, he had to just be a dick about it. So they waited patiently, took his bottle and took somebody else's bottle and smashed it up on top for fresh glass. And we're doing their thing. And this guy was just like being an ass then throughout the entire show. It's like, there's a woman here having balloons stapled to her and blow darts shot at her. And you're going to be an ass and go up and, like, make some kind of remark to her. Like, no, like, first of all, she's married. Second of all, you're not getting that. You're not, like, don't even try. Like, I don't know how much cheap beer you've had, but stop.
He was the heckler.
Yeah.
The local heckler.
Yeah. So it was just like, I'd rather, you know, I like events where they're kind of like exclusive, like you're there with your people that paid to be there or whatever. And
yeah. Anytime there's somebody there for free, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. So it was just weird. So we do have some other Halloween-y events, things that we might be going to. I don't know if you heard about it, the Rise of the Jack-o'-Lanterns.
No, where's that?
It's going to be up at the Meadowlands.
Ooh.
But they do several cities. They do, like, somewhere out in New York, Los Angeles, Boston, and another California city.
What does it entail? What do you...
I think it's like when the Master Pumpkin Carvers put on kind of a thing that you walk through and you get to see the different pumpkin sculptures.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's, you know, so I've never seen it before. And so we're going to maybe check that out.
Yeah. So that's like the guys that can make them into like predators.
Right. So yeah. If you watch Halloween Wars on Food Network.
Yeah, man, I can't, like, I can draw, but I can't do stuff like that.
I bet you could.
Cutting like that? I don't know. That's like sculpting. I got cheated out of an award when I was in grade school, though, for designing a jack-o'-lantern. You were supposed to draw on it. And I did an awesome Ultimate Warrior, and they conspired to prevent me from winning because they had deemed I had won too much.
Aww.
I think that was like...
So you were the gifted art kid?
Yeah, in fifth grade, they've determined I won too much. And I think they told the rest of the world, because that's how it's happened. But I think they got together and wrote letters to all submission editors and were like, he's won too much. So starting with this pumpkin, just saying.
No Eisner for you, man.
No, because they're going to be like, you won too much. Maybe it'll be lifted, that ban on me.
Yeah. So I am hoping to maybe try carving a real pumpkin this year because I've been doing the foam pumpkins.
Yes. Well, those are safe to put outside.
Yeah. And, you know, and if you do a really great job, it's cool that, you know, it lasts and it doesn't get thrown away. But, a live pumpkin, yeah, you can put outside and you can use real candles. You can't use real candles in, in the foam ones.
No.
So
we have this standard light up one. It's like plastic, and you just put it in the window. And it never goes bad, and you just store it away.
Yeah, exactly. It just goes right back in the box. And yeah.
I want to do the cutting thing. I haven't done it in a while, and maybe I'll try to do something fancy. It's all about the carving and stuff, man. I'm impatient, though, and I'd like, you know, I'm sure that takes them hours. I mean, hours upon hours. It does,
because I am not an artist, and it takes me 3 hours to do it with somebody else's art.
Well, with the stencil.
Yeah.
Oh, and you have to scoop out the crap.
Oh yeah, well and that's extra messy.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Like if I do a real pumpkin this year, it's like, wow, it's gonna have to be simpler, because if I try doing a sculpture one, like an actual relief, it's going to be horrible. But I kind of want to try it anyway, just to say that I tried.
Yeah, it's trying to get to that. Well, the problem is I'm going to drink while I do it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a huge problem. I don't know if those guys are doing that when they're working on those masterpieces. Possibly.
Well, it's, yeah, if your hands are all slimy, then, you know, then you can't hold a glass. But.
Exactly. Or I just might give up halfway through. Because in my mind, I can picture it. And then it'll be frustrating if it doesn't happen.
I think last year I did two, and so I had drinks in between.
I can draw on people's pumpkins for them to cut, and I feel that's my position in life.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's like Walt Disney would do. He wouldn't even draw it. He would say, hey, you should draw a mouse on that, and then get them to do it.
Yeah, or maybe he would just give you a sketch on a napkin.
Yeah. Yeah, and he, like the Steve Jobs approach. Like, I could draw on somebody's pumpkin and be like, there, make it. And then you get, like, credit for it. That's what those big, really big artists do. You know, these big installation artists, they don't do all the work.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you do it. And then they get credit in all the interviews. That's really what everybody should do, I think.
So I had some suggestions from a friend of mine to try either Black Panther or like the new Ghostbusters. But I haven't seen that. At least I've seen Black Panther.
You mean on your pumpkin?
Yeah, on the pumpkin.
What, am I putting all the Ghostbusters?
No, I would only do one. There's no way I could do four. That's nuts.
Jeez, Black Panther's outfit's pretty hard. Maybe his face. Maybe just his
But face. See, I think he's a little simplistic because you could just do the fleshy part of the pumpkin as the black part of the suit, which is most of the suit, and then you only have to cut out the necklace thing and the eyes.
Ooh, you should do him. Yeah, that's way easier because the new Ghostbusters didn't have anything really visually.
So, yeah. And like I said, I didn't see it, so.
I saw it, and I was sad.
Oh.
I brought my friend and her two daughters to see it, too.
Well, did the girls like it?
They fell asleep.
Oh.
It was sad, but I saw other people liked it, so I'm glad for them. Okay. And I wasn't a hater. You know, like the horrible.
Yeah, you can not like something and just not be a jackass.
I love Kristen Wiig and, you know, and huge fan. I kind of wish she would have written it because she's a really good writer. So I think if she would have written it, it would have been a little bit better. It was just really weird. Like, it felt like there's another edit of it or something. You know, it's really weird. And, like, Thor's character isn't a human being. Like,
well, I think that was the point. He was supposed to just be robotic.
But he seems insane. Like, I don't know what movie he's from. It's bizarre, but...
Well, that's okay. His second movie sucked, where he was Thor.
Aww. Or Thor 2?
Thor 2 was terrible.
Yeah.
It was terrible. I was so excited because I was like, more Loki, more Loki. And it was just abysmal. It was really quite unwatchable.
I've gotten to that point where I think they've made so many comic book movies, I never thought we'd get to this point, but I'm kind of like... I'm almost worn out.
Oh yeah.
Like,
at least now we have some time, like between, like, you know, Batman versus Superman came out, so now we've got some time before we have to see, you know, Justice League.
Yeah, and like I have to see them. That's another problem. Like I feel like there was such a dearth growing up that I owe it. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering when that's gonna stop. It's gonna happen.
Well, we have also, I mean, you kind of get like your weekly fill too because of the TV shows like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Gotham.
I did quit S.H.I.E.L.D. I did.
Most people I know have quit S.H.I.E.L.D. I never got into it. I got like two episodes in. I'm like, I can't watch it.
Me too. And I went to New York Comic Con the year they had a presentation and they didn't care. None of the stars were there. They had, I don't even remember what their character names are. Fix-It and Simmons, something like that. Those two actors were there, and they didn't want to be there. And
I think like Arrow has a better fan interaction that cast.
Oh, that guy is everywhere. He actually
Stephen Amell is freaking everywhere.
He liked a Facebook post of mine when I drew him for wrestling because it got on TV. He liked the picture.
So I heard that he actually like is one of the owners of one of the conventions, which is why he's there.
Yeah, is it Heroes and Villains?
Yeah.
Now he acts as an agent to them.
Yeah. So one more reason to come to New Jersey is to see that.
Come see Stephen Amell.
Come see Stephen
Amell. Come see Arrow.
Because I mean, I like Supergirl. Have you been watching that?
No, I haven't watched it yet, but it's on Netflix, and I'm going to because...
So that's what I did. I just marathoned.
I love Supergirl. I liked her on Smallville too when it was a different actress. So,
well, what's funny is that actress comes back as a villain.
Oh, does she? I love her.
Yeah.
She's.
I don't know. She looks like Mystique, but apparently she's a brainiac. She's one of the brainiacs, but they, for whatever reason, completely colored her as Mystique. And it's like, I really don't think she was supposed to be. Her name's Indigo, but they made her like really blue with the orange hair.
That's weird. That's a Mystique.
Yeah. It's like, she's a brainiac. Why can't you just make her look like the other brainiac?
Did you know she has a werewolf TV show on Netflix?
Yes, I have never watched it, but
I dare you to get through the first episode.
I think it's called Bitten.
It's called Bitten, and I like the logo. And I watched it, and it's kind of like when I'd go see an R-rated movie, and my sisters would cover my eyes during sex scenes. And then you watch it, and there was no sex, like Lost Boys. Like, I thought there'd be this huge sex scene with Star, and there's not. That's kind of like Bitten. It's censored for you. But it seems like it'd be real steamy. But it's like PG.
Oh, interesting. Because I tried watching the originals, which I did not know was a spinoff of The Vampire Diaries.
Is it? Yeah, I don't know anything about.
Well, I thought it was going to be like really interesting because it was had them set in New Orleans, and I thought, oh, this is going to be good. But like the sets looked like sets. I mean, it looked like it would have been really good as a school play.
Yeah. But it's not a school play. It's a professional production.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a bummer. I mean,
yeah, so that's where I am on marathoning supernatural-y stuff and comic book stuff. But yeah, I do keep up with Gotham. I have to watch it tonight.
See, I'm backlogged. I got through part of the first season, and then the balloon guy came on, and I was lost.
A lot of people hated that episode, but I liked it because to me it did seem like something that would be in the cartoon.
Oh, it definitely would have been.
It was so cheesy.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was like, this balloon, I mean, he's killing people with balloons. And it just, it disturbed me. I don't know, something about it. I thought,
there's literally 50-50 with me. 50% of it I detest.
I think if you add their ages together, Batman's a real creep. He's beating up senior citizens. I mean, by the time he gets older, isn't he?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Well, that's why they're trying to not make them the actual character names that we know them as.
They're trying to fudge it.
Like, there's a guy who is totally the Joker, but he's not called the Joker. And then they basically make Barbara Keene Harley Quinn, but she's not called Harley Quinn. She's, you know.
Oh, because, yeah, she's supposed to be like.
Yeah. So it's like you can basically tell that's who these people are, except for like the Penguin. The Penguin is the Penguin. And he is the best part of the
yes,
show.
Yes. Yes. That guy's great. Do you think you could have done that show, but had Bruce Wayne just when he was training to be a ninja and then he leaves and then comes back and that's the end of the show?
Yes.
Like Smallville, you know, where he was like older. So because as a 12-year-old,
yeah, it was especially because they, for two whole seasons, they did not write this kid well.
No, he was like angry and drawing pictures.
He was terrible, and they didn't start writing and directing him well until the very end of the second season. So he's finally kind of better. But, you know, who knows? I mean,
because that hasn't been explored him before he went to training. Because Batman Begins, you know, they only showed it a little bit.
Yeah, but I'm just, it's like, I don't know. Maybe I just don't know kids, but they're like I just can't imagine this kid. He's now like in this season, he's 15 and like running his company.
No.
I'm like, what is this shit?
That
I'm like,
he's not.
I'm like
Joffrey from Game of Thrones.
I mean, yeah. How many 15-year-olds go to board meetings?
That's awful.
Like, it's just
that's actually
like,
awful.
It's,
I didn't know.
It's comic books, and it's not supposed to make sense. But it's just really, I'd rather see the hokey stuff, like the gargoyle guy flying out the window, than a 14-year-old in a board meeting.
That's absolutely terrible. I kind of want to watch it though.
But they, yeah. So hopefully they're making him better. But thank goodness they did bring Jada Pinkett Smith back as Fish Mooney.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Because for a while there, they did have her kind of there, but she was like in this weird underground situation where she was captured. So she actually wasn't out interacting with the rest of the cast. She was like in this whole other story of her own. And it sucked.
They can't get her for the entire show is what that means.
That's exactly what I thought. I'm like, oh, they just can't afford her. And so now it's like seems back and much more like integrated and fluid.
That happened with Brock Samson on the Venture Brothers, and it hurt me. That character would like disappear because they couldn't get the
They couldn't get the actor?
The voice actor's too expensive and too busy. Yeah. So, oh, it was bad. It hurts. Because that was, like, one of my favorite shows. And it happens, though, man. I think things sometimes go on too long. And I'm not saying, like, the show should go on forever. I'm just saying, you know, things don't really end anymore. Like we were talking about with these superhero movies. They're never going to end.
Yeah.
And Star Wars won't end.
I mean, it seems like shows, like, hit their absolute mark at, like, after 5 seasons. And then some of them keep going, and you can tell that they're dying.
Yeah, like, I think only Game of Thrones is getting better. That's the rare thing. Like, and Breaking Bad kept it at it, but I think they had an end in mind. That's the thing. A lot of these shows don't have ends in mind.
Yeah.
They're not their time.
Breaking Bad told a story, yeah. And it was complete.
Yeah, and then I thought, oh, it's just some of them, like True Blood, just went on and it hurt.
Oh, I gave up so quick on True Blood. I made it through 2 seasons, and I'm like, oh, my God, what is this garbage?
You could have watched a third one and been okay. I promise. But then you stopped at a good point, though. I'll be honest, you stopped. I think that pilot is amazing. I think
It started off so well, and that's, you know, a lot of shows do. They start off really well, and it's like, what the hell happened?
If only you could have seen the last 2 seasons, if you think those were. You bailed in 2.
If I bailed, they'll end up on Netflix someday.
You don't want to put yourself through that.
Yeah. But, you know, so speaking of things like this, are you doing any ghost tours this year or ghost hunts or anything?
I had a ghost hunt in the summer again Pennhurst. There we go. Pennhurst Asylum. I've done that 2 years in a row. And, if anybody, they're doing a haunt there, and that's outside of Philadelphia. So if anybody is looking for a cool haunted location, that's actually haunted. But they put on a haunted house in one of the buildings. And my friend's working there. Buzz, you know Buzz. Living
right.
Corpse, whose Kickstarter's on now. Let me plug him.
Yeah, we love Buzz.
We love Buzz. So check out his Kickstarter, The Living Corpse, him and Ken and Blair. He's doing makeup there again. So that's a pretty cool thing. But I went and ghost hunted there with a group for the Terranormal second annual ghost hunt. And that is the group that showed us around are so nice, you know, and actually becoming more friends with them. And they trusted us to go into this one building they don't usually let people in because there was a small horror movie being filmed there. So while they were finishing up, we got to go with our ghost hunt into this room, this building you don't normally get to go in. And it's frightening. Like, it's just one of the most haunted locations like I've ever seen. And
it is. I thought they were closing, too, weren't they?
Well, there was something going on where they might have gotten a new owner or something, but
okay.
That happened after. So I don't know what's going on with that, but I know they're doing the haunt again. So because I heard they weren't going to do a haunt, but they are. But when I went there, it was before any of that stuff happened, which was like a couple months beforehand. It was in the summer. And it's just a sight to see, like, this run-down hospital. It's exactly what they put in movies and video games. You know, it's just the history of it. And, you know, the one thing we maintain is a very respectful atmosphere, you know.
Right.
Because the history that's in that place is shocking. So, and we got a really nice tour of the grounds, which I love to see. The building's falling apart, you know. So it just falls over time, like part of the building. But they tell you creepy, you know, sad stories about how there was a pool and like they didn't care. There was a guy in a wheelchair and he just went in.
Oh.
Just watching him because they got overcrowded.
Like, right.
Nobody cared. And when that happens, you know, you're going to get a lot of abuse and stuff. So I think what started out as a good idea just over time became a real nightmare.
Yeah, that was something if you get the chance to ever go to a Steampunk World's Fair, one of the people who is a guest speaker there, he is an actual psychiatrist or psychologist. I can't remember now. I think psychiatrist.
Can't remember the difference?
I know the difference, but I'm trying to remember. I think he's a psychiatrist.
Right.
One can give you drugs. A psychiatrist can give you drugs. And So he actually lectures on the history of the asylum, and especially like the Victorian period of the asylum and stuff. And him and the guy Chris Thempner, who runs the Edgar Allan Poe Museum, have both mentioned, you know, had speeches about asylums, and because Poe, you know, his work often talked about madness and stuff. So they, you know, their slides are show these horrific devices that people were confined to, or chained to, or crushed in, or just like awful, awful situations, and about how the, you know, how it started to change, and it was more about being kind instead of aggressive to these patients.
That whole first the Terror book I did, I had to do so much research on asylums, and I was drawing it constantly, so it was really odd to see something you looked up and then you're seeing it in real life, like the wheelchair in the hallway. I mean, like, it's like, oh, that's my photo reference, but it's right here.
But it's right here.
And they have a quiet room in Penner's quiet room where they would like pull people's teeth out and stuff when it got real, man.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a torture room where people could observe what was happening. That's just, you know, disturbing stuff that I'm glad was exposed. And I'm glad it was shut down, because in one case, a mother sent one of her children there, right? Her children was kind of, you know, I think had a learning disability, because back then it's just, oh, I don't want to deal with it. And sent the other kid that had nothing, you know, no problems like that, so she could keep an eye on her.
Oh my God.
Now you send a normal kid in there, and this is like famous that over, just if you go, you're going to be, over time, you're going to be driven to where everybody else is, especially with the staff not helping. So you had a lot of people that were not classified as mentally ill or have anything, you know? I mean, if people, they would send people with, you know, children with Down syndrome, they should not be in an asylum.
Right.
No, I mean, it's fully functional people of society. You know, it's just, and they'd be placed, when things got real bad, you'd be placed with, like, murderers. So that's a, you know, that's the scary thing that would happen there when there's no, so you're going to have a lot of paranormal activity in a place like that, because it's held, it kind of holds, you know, kind of like.
It's unfortunate. That's where, the horror fiction genre takes it and runs with it instead of ever letting it heal.
Right.
Like there's just no healing that's happening, unfortunately. I mean, although, I have to say, like, even I can handle it to an extent, like Houdini and Doyle. I don't know if you watch that. You're saying that you're way behind on stuff.
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Okay. It's fantastic. And they did an episode like that. So it was because of Arthur Conan Doyle's father, I guess, had been locked up or something. So it was just it was one of those plot lines where you really get put into this character's like head, where he was drugged, so he wanted his body to move and get out, and he couldn't even do it. Like, it's really a locked in like feeling. And it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. That's why they keep making fiction about this. So that's why I can never do. I don't think I could ever survive one of those ghost hunts.
Yeah, it's I found out when I was doing research for my book that, and I actually dedicated the pinup gallery to this. That one of the most famous caricature artists, because I do caricatures, he went into an asylum and he passed away there. It's just the kind of stuff you learn, and he's actually the one that invented the big head, little body, which is what everybody wants when they get a character. And, it's Andre Gill. And he actually passed away in 1885. I'm just looking at my book here. And so he passed away in Paris. He was in an asylum. So, you know, it's little things like that, and they'd be forgotten. But, like, these are, you know, people that do, you know, worthwhile things and stuff. And, you know, I mean, on a bad day, I could go in.
There were fortunately big changes where they did things like dancing and art And things that much more approach to healing philosophy. So, like, music was definitely, like, one of the key areas where they got, you know, they actually worked with patients better, obviously, instead of torture.
Yeah, exactly. Torture doesn't really work.
Torture doesn't really work, no. But there are some other ghost hunts that are not asylum related in the area. Ghost tours of New Hope in Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania obviously has a ton because it's a massive state. They have Philly, Gettysburg, Lancaster, Strasburg.
Gettysburg, have you been there? It's amazing.
I've been to Gettysburg a couple of times, but never on like an official paranormal adventure.
Just go and you are. So if you went, you were on paranormal.
Yeah. That was just it. It's like I've just been to downtown Gettysburg and driven through, you know, I've been through some of the battlefields and stuff.
Did you see anything? I've never seen anything. People are saying they see soldiers, and I like try so hard. Like I sit there all day. I've never seen a soldier, but I did. I don't know if I told you this story. I did experience a ghost car.
Oh no, this is interesting. I don't remember
lamest
this
ghost story ever. So
that's okay.
I was with a friend, so there's a witness. We were with a friend and we were down there and we were trying so hard to see. I don't care how stupid it sounds. Trying so hard to see a soldier ghost because they claim, oh, they're just everywhere, you know, which I don't see anything.
Well, sure. I think people expect it to look like that scene at the end of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Or like the baseball movie with Kevin Costner. Where,
yeah. Field of Dreams.
We're just going to play war, guys. We're walking and we heard a car coming up behind us. You know, there's gravelly roads down by where all the rocks are. I forget what it's called. It's like Devil's Den. And so we got out of the way because we're like, I touched him on the arm. I was like, oh, we got to move around. There's a car coming. It felt like a car's coming up. And we turn around. There's nothing there. There's literally no car. But we heard the gravel move right behind us. We both got out of the way of the vehicle.
Oh, creepy.
But why not a horse and carriage?
Who knows? Maybe somebody died in a car accident on that road.
I know, but can I just get a Revolutionary War? Can I get a Civil War or something?
Yeah, you just wanted something more more historically impactful.
Yeah, I got a 1970s Chevy or something coming up behind me. It was so odd. I've never, and I know about sound bouncing, but it was literally gravel behind us. I mean, it was a car, and you moved out of the way. So go to Gettysburg, and you can hear like a Ford Focus coming up behind you.
You never know. You'll never hear the Prius.
No. I would have been run over by the ghost Prius.
I'm interested in some of the trains, like ghost trains and ghost ships are obviously legendary. We have, you know, I was up in Jim Thorpe a while ago. Maybe that was like last year. So I imagine that town probably has haunted stuff.
I'd say all of Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania's, you know, I mean, because let's face it, I mean, people were killed by the hundreds in the coal mines.
Yeah. And just, I think, like, I even think the house I grew up in, the one room was haunted. It was creepy as hell. It had one of those tiny little doors. Did you ever see one of those little doors?
Yes.
It had one, and it just didn't feel good to be in there. And I have nightmares about that room. Like, it was my sister's room. I don't like it. I don't like that. And I'm like, oh, it's haunted now. Now the more they think of it, I'm like, it was haunted. Pennsylvania is very haunted.
Yeah.
It just is. I don't know why. Compared to old, probably a lot of old history, you know, and just the fact that they had,
plus the Underground Railroad going through there. So there's just so much tragedy of Pennsylvania. The coal mines, the slavery.
My high school years.
Howie's childhood.
The childhood that I went through. In Gettysburg, did you see the house? The sad story. It was like the last shot of the war, they say, where the woman was killed by a bullet through the house.
Probably, because I know we were there when I was a kid and did touristy stuff.
Yeah, they make you cry. Tragic story, and like the war was ending and she was shot. Just that good fun stuff you want to hear while you're on vacation.
Yeah, that's not an amusement park. I mean, like, no, like, take me up to Hershey, you know?
They take kids there.
But,
this is when our country was murdering each other.
Yeah. When your vacations are all about sad shit.
Did you, have you been, so in Jersey, have you been to the Pine Barrens?
I've been through. I have not, like, wandered through Jersey Devil territory, per se.
I want to go.
But it's there.
I heard there's a ghost that haunts outside of the Pine Barrens. It's one of those stories.
Well, I think the Hook Man was from
the
Jersey.
Hook Man?
Wasn't the Hook Man originally from Jersey?
The guy that hides in the back of your car?
Yeah. I don't know if he's in the car, but, yeah, it was always, a thing, if, you know, people were pulled over and making out and stuff somewhere.
Yeah. Well, there's the you go to Burnt Mill Road, and you're supposed to drive there and honk 3 times.
Oh, okay. Well, there's also Shades of Death Road. Shades of Death Road is in my neck of the woods in Warren County. And that was the translation from the Indian name of it.
Is that an actual address you can have?
It's an actual address.
Like 23 yep. Shades of
Death Road. Yes, you could be number 13 Shades of Death Road or something.
To the wrong street.
Yeah.
What is that? What happened there? They just a lot of people die?
I guess so. And it's just considered a really creepy place and eerie and that I don't know. The one time for some reason somebody told me, oh, you can never get to the end of it, and I'm like, well, you have to somehow. There has to be two ends of the road. So you do hear silly stuff like that. And I also read, though, speaking of local stuff, there's an article on Atlas Obscura that has 11 entrances to the underworld.
What? Are they sure?
Yes. 11 entrances that have actually been identified.
A quarter of the hell?
And, yep, Iceland, China, Turkey, Italy, and there's, so they're all over the world. There's two of them in Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania. My house. Where was it? What's the...
Okay, so the Seven Gates of Hell in Hellum Township.
Wow, that's just too clever.
Actually, the town of York.
York, Pennsylvania has a portal to hell?
Has a portal of hell, and apparently it was just like we were talking about. It was an asylum where there were a series of fences around it and gates, and the gates kept the patients in, or I guess they were mainly criminals, if you will, or considered criminals, kept them in, and then they were beaten to death by guards. As they tried to get over these fences and things. So at some point, the asylum burned down. So the Seven Gates of Hell in Pennsylvania is apparently one of the entrances. And then the Gates of Guinea in New Orleans, which, so that's another one in the U.S. So,
New Orleans,
I have not been to NOLA.
Oh, you haven't? But, you'd like it. Just stay away from most of the areas. We were literally, there was, it's, so the one of the famous places is the cemetery, and you have to go with a group because they'll mug you in the cemetery.
Wasn't it washed away?
No, it's there. It's there. Well, other cemeteries were washed away, but this the one where they're supposed to be, it's going to draw you there because all the haunted history, but you're not supposed to go there because alone.
Okay, because it's
dangerous. Yeah. So we went to another one, and I felt just as petrified. I was I lived in, I have that New York, so you got to be on 24/7 ready, so I'm super paranoid,
right.
I was we're just gonna stay around the town. New Orleans is everybody's really intoxicated, so at
yeah,
night,
of course.
I'm we'll just go in early.
I would like to see some of it, that's for sure.
Oh, it's really cool looking. It's definitely,
but I would be very touristy about it, and I fully admit that.
I think you have to be. You have to be, and plus I would just be prepared that they don't have fruits and vegetables.
Well, what would I eat besides
fried
news,
food? And you drink sugar drinks filled with alcohol.
Oh, well, okay, that's, I can
you
do that.
It hurts. It hurt me.
Oh yeah, you can feel your body breaking down. That sounds the way I used to do conventions for comics. As soon as I would get home, I'm give me all the kale you have.
Yeah, if I get really drunk, I want some that's the one time, I'm give me fruit. I want to feel healthy, and they didn't have that. They just had their spicy, their Cajun.
Spicy. Yeah, I don't like spicy food, and I don't eat seafood or meat, so.
You're in trouble. I think you need to pack your lunches.
So I would probably have to fend for myself regarding real food, but I love dessert.
As long as you like alcohol.
So I love alcohol and dessert.
On it. And I was getting those giant, like, touristy, huge drinks, you know, just giant. Yeah. Anything that came with a toy, like they looked, that looked like a toy, I was like, I'll take it. It looks like a shark. I'm going to drink it. But it's really, the food killed me because my stomach can't handle their spice, the spices stuff. And it was so hot. Like, even French fries are hot there.
That's weird.
Like, I'm crying while eating the French fries.
Oh, my God. That's so weird.
And then you get mugged in the cemetery. But it's awesome.
No, yeah. I don't want to be mugged. I don't want to be arrested.
And it's really but cool, I though. Would... It is like vampire diet, you know. Not...
Yeah. Like, I mean, I do. It's got all of this paranormal history. That's why I want to go.
And you can see Anne Rice's house.
Mm-hmm.
Which is beautiful. And a house where Mark Twain partied.
Oh, that.
It's kind of like the little suburb in New Orleans. It's really cool. The houses are beautiful. It's really, I highly recommend New Orleans.
Well, apparently you can get to the underworld there too.
And go to the underworld, which I'm pissed. I didn't see the, I saw what I thought was the underworld, but I think I was just having like too many hurricanes. There's no underworld in Jersey, I don't believe.
I think there has to be because I'm pretty sure it's a hellmouth in itself.
Yeah, I don't believe.
I think New Jersey itself is a hellmouth.
I wonder how much Chris Christie charges people to get in.
I mean, because if you think about it, the like Hellboy is even set here.
Is he?
It's yeah, like the it's under it's like in the in Newark, like under a bridge.
That makes sense.
Like to get to the oh God, it's what were they called? Like the BPRD office.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, Newark.
Newark.
Stuff there. Yeah. I mean, your hockey team is named after the Devil.
The Devil, the Jersey Devil. Devil. But you know, I think if there were a Hellmouth opening, other than digging through the you know subways of Newark or whatever is down there, then probably in the Pine Barrens, yeah. Because nobody goes there. No, like, I mean.
Well, it was a famous episode of Sopranos, so I just want to know. I want to know where the Russian is. There's a guy in it that got lost in that episode, and they never revealed it. Like, it's one of the greatest episodes of The Sopranos ever. It takes place in the Pine Barrens, so it's always intrigued me. But that knowing the Jersey Devil's there, it kind of terrifies me.
Oh, but I would imagine that would be the sort of thing, like, you know, like you'd want to draw.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It depends on what it is. In the X-Files, the Jersey Devil's a woman. She's like a cave woman. That's what they...
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's like a cave, you know, a woman that never evolved. And
okay.
Mulder loved her, of course. Like,
oh, well, of course. The Jersey Devil is like, it's awful. Like, I mean, if you're going to have a state demon, like, why does ours have to look so stupid?
Hey, he's better. It looks as better than a chupacabra.
It is better than a chupacabra, I'll give you that.
He really knows what it looks like, so you can make it whatever you want.
I mean, it's sort of like horse. It's not even like cool horse with wings. I think it should be upgraded to better horse with wings.
Yeah. And, well, Marilyn has the goat man.
Yeah.
Which is pretty amazing. It's a goat man. Instead of Bigfoot, they have a goat man. And I got a story. Somebody saw him, literally saw the goat man. Like, it was like one of my wife's old coworker's son.
It wasn't like not just one of those survivalist people in the woods.
No, just a legit spotting of a goat. I've gotten some legit stories that make you like from like real people, you know, not people just making up stories. Like, I got a real Bigfoot family sighting, a whole family Bigfoot in Texas.
Wow.
And these are such down-to-earth stories. They're not, you know, and you're just like, you need to videotape these things if you see a family of Bigfoot. You know, I think if you have a gathering of Bigfoot, you should. Even now, nobody can get crystal clear footage, and that annoys me because everybody has
iPhones. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, everybody's got a phone. I mean, if you can get a picture of Kim Kardashian walking into her apartment, right, you can take a picture of a Bigfoot.
Why don't the paparazzi stalk these paranormal creatures instead of celebrities?
It really should, because I want evidence that the Jersey Devil is far better looking than what the internet implies.
Right. I think if you can We should take a trip out there and just spend an afternoon looking for the Jersey Devil. But then I'm afraid, like, it's going to turn out like Blair Witch. But I hate the woods. And I hate camping. It didn't terrify me, but the very thought of camping, I hated. So when I saw it, I was like, oh, this is camping. I hate camping. I agree with these people. When they started freaking out, it wouldn't be because, you know, people are building stick statues. It's just the fact that you...
No, it would be nature touching.
Yeah, like, I'm on the ground and it's cold. Intense. Like, I'd be crying just like she did. But just because I'm in camping. Like, I was in the Boy Scouts and I hated it.
Well, if we can go during the day...
Yeah, I'm not going to the Pine Barrens at night. I really, have you seen that episode of The Sopranos?
No.
It's terrifying. Because they were trying to kill this guy, this Russian, and then he gets away. And it's just the fact that they're kind of trapped in the woods and they're mafia guys and they're not used to it.
That's got to be hilarious. Their $300 loafers getting ruined.
And... that's actually a part of it. And they had to eat ketchup. That's all they had in the car.
Oh, my God.
They were literally lost, like, and, you know, and they have phones, but the service is crappy because it's Pine Barrens.
Yeah.
And I was just like, man, they never found the Jersey Devil.
Well, I can attest to that as having been in the Catskills for the weekend with no phone service. Like, what happens if I need help?
I get bad service, like, in the city.
Yeah, I've had that problem, too.
Like, my service is bad, like, I think, everywhere. So I know what it's all about, especially if we're in the woods. But did you see the new Blair Witch?
No, I don't watch scary stuff. Never going to happen.
It's probably all fancy. It's like a new remake, so I don't think it'll be that scary.
Oh, well. But is that your recommendation that as far as entertainment coming up? what are your recommendations?
Watch the Blair Witch from 96 or whatever it was. No, what have I seen? I'm trying to think. I thought I saw something recently that was scary. I still like The Babadook.
I've just seen the costume and it's scary. Like, I can't even stand that. Like, if the cover art freaks me out,
there's not enough of Babadook in the movie. That's not really a spoiler. There should be more Babadook. And it has the most annoying child actor you'll ever see. And I like all of the Paranormal Activity movies, even though they get cheesier and cheesier. Like, I'm addicted to those movies. I think with my recommendation for horror movies are to watch the ones from the 80s.
Okay, the real, like, you know, before it was just torture.
Yeah, right? I don't like the torture.
Yeah, when it was actual scary.
Yeah, I think I don't like the torture horror movies. I like the slasher because usually a girl always wins. You know, there's the last girl. Can you hear my pug snoring?
No. I'm busy trying to not get stung by a yellow jacket that has been the third one in the room today.
We've got a lot of stuff going on with animals.
Like, seriously, talking about portals of evil things. Like, I'm expecting that bug man from Constantine to come in.
Oh. Oh, Candyman's a good movie. Maybe you'd like that with bees.
No! I have a bug problem. I can't deal with bugs.
I'm trying to think of a horror movie you could watch.
Like Hocus Pocus. Hocus Pocus and Practical Magic are where it's going to be for me.
What about Psycho?
I've never watched
it. Oh, my God.
No.
So good. That show's good, too. That's on Netflix.
I probably could.
I think the TV show. I think you'd like the TV show. It's not really... It's a very good... See, I was unsure of it, you know, because it was kind of modern. The main actor does such a wonderful tribute.
Oh, that's
to
good.
Anthony Perkins. Oh, I loved it. He's just like him. So I like Psycho a lot.
Anthony Perkins is just kind of creepy no matter what he's in. Like, I saw him in an episode of Columbo, and he was just creepy.
That movie typecast him. It's so sad. He was a romantic lead before that.
Wow.
And then you could tell he's just so good at that character.
I mean, I think James Spader is creepy.
He is creepy. He's even creepier now that he's bald.
Yeah, he's just...
He's creepy as Ultron, too.
I didn't like him as Ultron. I just didn't like it.
But he sang that Pinocchio song. Out of nowhere.
Want to be a real boy?
Yeah, that was like a Disney. Disney's like, you have to do Pinocchio in this. You have to connect this to our other branding. I wonder if I can challenge people to look up a terrible horror movie, and that'll be my recommendation.
Okay.
Ghoulies 2. Two. Okay. You have to see Ghoulies 1. You watch Ghoulies 2. It is the Godfather 2 of Ghoulies movies. I highly recommend it.
I didn't know there was a 2.
There is actually like a 3 and I think a 4. And I have not seen 3 or 4.
Okay, so how can people find you online to follow up on these recommendations?
Oh, God. Well, you can complain about Ghoulies 2 to me at HCNOEL, HCNOEL, on Twitter. I believe, Howie Knoll on Instagram because somebody took my old name. You know, they just...
Yeah, I know. My name's different on all of them.
Oh, they sit on your... This woman took my name and then sat on it because I had quit after the copyright thing, but now I'm back on. Howie Knoll. So just Howie Knoll. I don't know what Howie Knoll is doing. And then... Well, terranormal.com, you can find a lot of creepy stories on there, including that Goat Man and Bigfoot story. And that's it. I guess if you want to add me on Facebook, you just look for Howie Knoll.
Okay. So when can we expect more volumes of Terranormal? What's your schedule?
We have a recent one that I'm adding on Amazon. It's called Season of Evil, and that's coming on Amazon this month. I got to get Shelly. Shelly adapts them all onto Amazon for me. So she's busy with real life. But we'll have them ready for Halloween on Amazon. It is now on Comixology. So all 8 issues are available at Comixology. And the last 2 are only 99 cents for new fans. And then there'll be a 3rd book next year as I get to special issue 10, which I never thought I'd do. So, yeah, we'll have a new one just in time for Halloween next year. That's probably... That's the next Terranormal, and I'm working on a current book that's super secret, that's an autobiography, and will deal with my anxieties in life, and I'm working on that now, and it's frightening for me, but it's not.
I'm sure it's frightening for you, but I look forward to reading it.
Thank you. It's my first non-horror book. Yeah. Everything I do is horror and blood, and this is...
I'm doing some nonfiction too. I'm doing a book for like modern witchcraft.
Ooh.
And I don't know. So I don't have a timetable for that yet, but hopefully my second novel will be out soon.
Yeah.
In the Farrah Weathers mystery series. It's called Full Body Manslaughter. So that one I got from somebody else. Another artist, as a matter of fact. So
I like those mystery story series, you know? I worked at Barnes & Noble for a long time, and I was like, how do they come up with these titles?
So I love puns. I absolutely adore puns. So I was grateful for Tony for recommending that title. And Thomas Boatwright helping me on the artwork again. So he's doing the cover again, so that way it matches with the first book.
So listeners can basically just go on Amazon and get our books and have the best Halloween ever.
Yes, that is the thing. And so if you want to talk Halloween movies that are less scary, like Halloween Town, like you know, anything from XD Disney, you know.
Some of those movies are scary. Come on.
You know.
These 2 isn't scary.
If you want to have a Good Witch Marathon on Netflix with me.
A Good Witch Marathon?
There is literally no witchcraft in this show. It is so disappointing. I keep watching it and hoping. And it's like, how many episodes does it take till there's witchcraft?
What was that? What's that? Is that the same title? What's that old movie from the 80s? The witch movie? Oh, what is it? There's some witch movie. Oh, it's really bad. I'm trying to remember it and I'm drawing a blank.
I don't know.
Do you watch Practical Magic?
I do watch Practical Magic like over and over again.
Wow. I am.
Also has a good soundtrack.
I have never seen it before and I'm halfway through.
Okay.
Well, we got stopped, but I was like, it's dark because it's the 90s. So there's that serious turn.
Yeah, it does, because you think it's over, but it's not over.
Yeah, we're halfway through and it's good. Like I like Nicole Kidman. So I'm like watching, I'm watching it. I'm like, oh yeah, this is the 90s because the music, which I love because it's 90s music.
There's some Stevie Nicks in there.
Yeah. Yes. And also there's a bizarre abusive scene. You know, and you're like, I didn't think it was going to be this kind of movie. And then,
But speaking of Nicole Kidman, the Bewitched movie, I find adorable.
I do too. So many people hate that movie.
So many people hate it. I think it's an absolutely wonderful watch.
I love it. I own that on DVD.
Yeah. So they're both on Netflix if you're looking them up.
These recommendations. You are staying away from the horror.
I do. As if you want to go oldie though. old timey. The Ghost and Mrs. Muir.
What is that?
It's an old black and white movie. It was a TV show, but the original was a old black and white movie. The woman is a writer, and what it is the ghost comes, she buys this big haunted house, and the ghost is this salty sea captain who's just like, you know, nobody else would have put up with. But they fall in love, and so she writes his story, and she becomes like this, you know, successful writer because of his story. Because he's a ghost, he can't sit down at the typewriter and write it.
So she gets all the money?
So, well, yeah, it's to, you know, so that she can stay in the house with him.
Oh. Do they have romantic...
They do, and then she dies, so then they can be together forever.
That's so disturbing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's disturbing. That didn't happen in Ghost. Like, Patrick Swayze wasn't like, now you should die and I'm with
now
me.
You should die to be with me.
Be with me forever.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but I think it was a pretty good for old-timey, like, tension, had some real tense moments, like, you know, the shutters go flying open in the storm.
Does he get angry?
Yeah, he gets angry, yeah.
See him. And you have to have that romantic movie breakdown where they're kind of fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get back together.
And then they're like, they realize they like each other.
Yeah. And she dies.
Yep. it seems like a really cool old house.
I'm glad I never met a ghost I love that much. It'd be a real bummer. Oh, and I always recommend The Shining.
Okay, The Shining. That's the hotel where you can't do ghost hunts anymore.
Yes, the Stanley. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the Stanley. They
actually
did.
Yeah, that's sad. I went there and it is super haunted. I heard whistling in the middle of a room for no reason at all. It is really cool. Oh, and a super haunted music hall. That's the weird thing. It's a separate building. And the ghost would sing along with your recorder. No joke, it makes your flashlight go with the music.
Ooh.
If you could package that for Christmas time, you'd have the biggest toy in the market.
There you go.
It's saying Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
From Three Dog Night.
Yeah, it really loved the 70s. So I don't. Hopefully that changes, you know. I don't know what has to be done to get them to have it back.
To open the hunts again?
Yeah, it's kind of...
tours or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, it's famous. The Jim Carrey left that room where Stephen King stayed. He left that room in the middle of the night because it's haunted. The room he stayed in. And that's where I heard the whistling. Like, he literally bolted from the hotel.
Maybe they just need a break.
The ghosts.
Yeah, and the poor people that have to work through that.
Well, they still have to work there. They just don't have to deal with the ghost hunters anymore.
That's what I mean. Like, so maybe they just need a little break.
From the tourism? Isn't that the point of a hotel? Come on.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
You'd think. It's like, you know, yeah, it's like you probably would have closed 30 years ago, if not. You know.
Yeah, like right after Stephen King put it in the book.
Yeah.
Apparently the other one, there's like where they filmed the movie, like so it's a big set, but there's also an organ. I don't know. I've never been to that one. But the outside of it, I think, is a different hotel.
Oh,
the actual movie.
Yeah, I'm disappointed that the house in Practical Magic is not a real house.
I saw somebody on Facebook made a replica, though. So maybe you can have it.
Oh, well, that'd be neat.
It's like a dollhouse.
Oh.
It's coming back. Practical Magic is becoming very popular again.
It should be. Well, they're supposedly going to, you know, remake The Craft.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't want them to touch Practical Magic, except unless they do something cool like, well, you know, because the daughters, they sort of like set it up,
yeah,
like, you know, that there's two daughters now.
They can do that soft reboot thing that Jurassic World did.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hot thing, you know. It's a sequel, but it's not.
It's like part of the brand, but not, you know.
Just do what Star Wars did and remake the movie, but with the original characters, you know, like handing off the torch and then... people eat it up.
Yeah, so that it has to be a new story, though. Not to remake the story. Because like,
Star Wars didn't do that.
Well, I know, but that's why that's why there are three movies that are dreadful.
I don't think it... See, I don't think... I think Disney proved you don't have to create a new story.
You don't, well, no, not if you have Disney money.
Yeah, you can just remake that same movie.
I mean, Disney could make a Practical Magic cartoon, and it would be just fine, you know.
And then call it something else.
And call it, you know, whatever.
Yeah, magic practice.
Magic practically.
Oh, do it.
Magically practical. There we go.
They could have Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman be ghosts in this one.
Yeah. Sort of like Beetlejuice, yeah. You know.
There's supposed to be a new Beetlejuice.
What?
They always tease it, and it's never getting made. So annoying. Because Michael Keaton can do it at any age with the makeup.
That's true.
See what I'm...
But there's... I forget what the feed was, but there's something about bootlegs. And there was like a fake Beetlejuice costume called Juice Demon.
Juice Demon.
Juice Demon costume.
It looked legit to me. Juice Demon, it's so nasty. You don't realize that when you're a kid and you watch it, because I love the cartoon too. Because I always liked Michael Keaton.
The cartoon was great.
Yeah, and then you don't realize, like, they kind of, he's actually really creepy. He's actually a total pervert. And in the
absolutely.
Sweet friends, he's actually a horrible monster.
Yeah. No, I wondered why on earth they would, well, Lydia was trying to not marry him.
But he's Michael Keaton, and he might be gross and have bugs.
But he's Michael Keaton,
so there's still some charm. But he was a horrible thing.
It's sort of like that bad boy that you want to, you know, rehabilitate,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. And he's really stinky. But she's drawn to it. So I think he had charm in the beginning, and then he was just a complete creep.
Right. Sort of like that toddler that hasn't been, you know, given any etiquette lessons.
Yeah. I mean, was he a demon, or was he like he was a normal person before him?
Well, he was a demon. He says he's a demon.
So he's like the worst thing you could let in your house. He unleashed that. Well, his parents were terrible. Her dad in that movie is a registered sex offender, so he kind of deserved whatever he gets. That's a tough thing about that movie, that actor, you know?
Is that guy?
Yeah, he's in it. He's almost in every Tim Burton movie. The dude from Howard...
From 7th Heaven? Was that the guy?
Oh, that's another one.
That's another guy.
Another registered sex offender. No, this is the red-haired guy that was the principal in Ferris Bueller.
Oh, that guy!
Yeah.
Yes, I know. It makes things... Like, he was in Sleepy Hollow.
Yep.
Yes. And it's like, ooh, dude, damn.
Yeah, you're killing me when I watch this. Yeah.
Oh, well.
All
right. Well,
I mean, that you don't end a podcast better than that.
Than talking about sex offenders? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hocus pocus.
Hocus pocus. It's practical magic.
And yes, practical magic. And the ripoff, magically practical.
The sequel.
But yeah, so keep an eye out for all of our new books and projects and things that are going on. So are you doing any more Kickstarters for these books then that we should be aware of?
I will have a Kickstarter, I think either April or May. So you got a lot of time. So just in time, you know, for everybody to get their tax return. I think I'll maybe do that. Plus, if it's in April, I can say it's for my birthday. But I just, right now, just telling people to check out the Living Corpse Kickstarter with my friends.
Yes, please do. Yeah. Ken, Buzz, and Blair. I ran into Blair, like, randomly at a library convention. we were doing this really small library event, and I'm like, I know you.
That's awesome. Yeah, so I'm just kind of sharing that as if it was kind of mine, you know, but I don't have to do it as much. And I backed it, so... Because I love those guys, so that's pretty much the Kickstartering for right now. And then I'll have one next year. I don't like to, you know, have too many in a year, man.
Right. So you're not saturating and depleting people's funds.
Yeah, and I only message, like, I get messages all the time from people I don't know, like saying, "Can you back this?" And I'm like, I don't know you. Like,
yeah.
Buy me dinner and then we'll talk.
Whereas I'm a shill, I'm like, let's keep the show going so I can keep paying for my website domain and hosting, and that's at Patreon, patreon.com.
Oh, Patreon. /AmberAndMast. Go hit the Patreon.
Patreon.com/AmberAndMast, and that way you can, like, basically it's a monthly tip jar is what it is, and I greatly appreciate it.
And we tell you all about creepy stuff, so tip.
We will. Yeah, we will. So you can follow me on Twitter at Elizabeth Amber, and everything else is at AmberAndMast.com. You can learn about the witch book that's in progress.
Yeah.
And then hopefully Full Body Manslaughter will be out soon.
Full
Body Manslaughter. I cannot take credit for that name. Thank you, Anthony Lee.